From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Before leaving for Singapore from the G7 summit in Canada, U.S. President Donald Trump said there must be a fair and reciprocal trade between the U.S. and other countries. He said the United States has been taken advantage of for decades, and they can't do that anymore. Trump said many unfair foreign trading practices are getting straightened out slowly but surely. While there, Trump also spoke about Russia and the fact that it's no longer part of what was the G8.
I think having Russia back in would be a positive thing. We're looking for peace in the world. We're not looking to play games.
And Trump is heading to Singapore for a planned meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and he seemed optimistic about that meeting.
He can take that nation with those great people and truly make it great. So it's a one-time shot, and I think it's going to work out very well. And that's why I feel positive, because it makes so much sense.
The administration is seeking the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In exchange, Pyongyang is believed to be seeking relief from international sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hinted Thursday that Congress might be given a say in any deal President Trump may reach with the North Korean leader. The Taliban announced Saturday it will halt offensive operations against government security forces across Afghanistan during three-day festivities, which marked the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. The ceasefire coincides with the unilateral week-long halting of anti-Taliban operations by the Afghan government. An insurgent statement said the Taliban leadership has also ordered fighters not to hold meetings in civilian areas during the holiday period to enable their countrymen peacefully celebrate the festival. This is VOA News. One U.S. Special Operations soldier has died. Four have been wounded after al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked an outpost still under construction Friday in southwestern Somalia. Friday's attack, about 50 kilometers north of a city, came as U.S. forces were helping Somali and Kenyan troops construct the outpost. It's part of a multi-day mission to help clear the area of militants with the al-Shabaab terror group. Witnesses said the attack took place near the town while the U.S., Somali, and Kenyan troops were digging trenches and setting up other defenses. They said the militants set off a series of explosions before targeting the forces with heavy gunfire and mortar rounds. A helicopter was brought in to evacuate the wounded. Judges at the International Criminal Court in The Hague have overturned the war crimes convictions of former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba for atrocities committed by his forces in Central African Republic. The appeals court Friday overturned an 18-year sentence for Bemba, with the presiding judge saying that Bemba can't be held criminally liable for the crimes committed by his troops in the Central African Republic. The Washington Post is reporting that Chinese government hackers have breached the computer system of a Navy contractor and stolen large amounts of sensitive data. The Post said that the hacking took place in January and February. According to U.S. officials, it said that the stolen information amounted to 614 gigabytes of material, including secret plans to develop a supersonic anti-ship missile for use on U.S. submarines by the year 2020. Other information stolen included signal and sensor data for submarines. Humanitarian agencies are warning of a possible attack by the Saudi-led coalition on Yemen's port city Hodeida, and it could put the lives of 250,000 people at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Jens Laerke is spokesman for the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. He says the humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, Lise Grande, fears a military attack or siege on Hodeida will impact hundreds of thousands of innocent lives.
The UN and its partners estimate that as many as 600,000 civilians are currently living in and around Hodeida. Humanitarian organizations have rushed to develop a contingency plan. In a prolonged worst case, we fear that as many as 250,000 people may lose everything, even their lives.
The United Nations calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Saudi Arabia began bombing Houthi rebels in support of the Yemeni government in March 2015.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.